A strong community isn't born from the outside in. Instead, it takes people on the inside who have a desire to bring change. That's the philosophy behind the Neighborhood Leaders Initiative, a program that recently received local government funding as a part of the Athens-Clarke County Prosperity Package. The program, overseen by Family Connection Communities and Schools of Athens, covers 16 different zones across the county in an effort to address wealth inequality and social disparities. Joining me to discuss the Neighborhood Leaders Program is Tim Johnson, Executive Director of Family Connection Communities and Schools. Thank you, Tim, for joining us.
Thank you. I love your show, and I'm honored to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you, Tim, and you are always welcome. I want to ask you how you would describe what Family Connection Communities and Schools does.
So Family Connection Communities and Schools is actually a collaboration. We have more than 100 organizational partners, and our goal originally was simply getting better outcomes for children and youth in Athens. That's expanded somewhat with a new partnership with Unified Government to also address needs of adults as they relate specifically to poverty. So we do that through a number of approaches. One is literally just getting people to the table to talk about what does our community need related to health? What do we need related to early childhood, to K-12, to post-secondary and career? And then we have a program where we have what are called site coordinators, funded by the Clarke County School District at Gaines and Alps Elementary Schools. And they work to help the students and their families connect to resources to address issues outside the classroom to help children be successful in the classroom. And then our Neighborhood Leaders Program, of course, has just been expanded in this very large partnership with the Athens-Clarke County Unified Government.
Tim, tell me about this recent action by the ACC Marin Commission. It means that there's some good news for your organization and the community.
So the Marin Commission had set aside some money for what they call the Prosperity Package to address poverty in the Athens community. One of the first two actions they took was to approach us and ask us to really take our Neighborhood Leaders Program to a whole different level. And we're in the process of hiring 16 full-time neighborhood leaders. These neighborhood leaders will help their neighbors connect to resources to reach their aspirations. And so it's really a very exciting opportunity for this community.
You know, this is such great news, Tim. And you touched on it a little bit. What is a neighborhood leader? It sounds like a neighborhood leader, but there's something to this.
Yeah, so one of the requirements is that they have to live in the geographic zone that they're serving. Our philosophy is that you're much more effective when you're building community with the community instead of doing things for people in the community. We have a lot of poverty in Athens, a lot of challenges, and this is not about treating symptoms ultimately. It's about getting to root causes and really helping people reach their aspirations.
What kind of benefits do these neighborhood leaders bring for their communities?
There are a lot of services and resources available for people that people just don't know about. There are a lot of jobs in Georgia that require relatively short training and that have shortages. But people have to, A, know about it, B, apply, and C, be able to get there. And so in that case, a neighborhood leader might connect somebody to the program, literally assist them in getting the application and applying, and then following up at the end to see if they actually got employed.
Tim, tell me a little bit about Changing the Picture, the awards dinner.
So we started this several years ago to recognize people in the community whose careers are not specifically child-serving, but who as individuals have spent their adult lives supporting children and youth in the Athens community. One of the main things I really like about it is the diversity of honorees, and I do want to mention the three honorees this year who are Judge Patricia Barron, who's the chief magistrate judge in Athens-Clarke County, and then Dan Delamater, who's an insurance executive, and then Dr. Alice Kinman, who's in the Department of Economics and the Terry College of Business at UGA.
And tell me, speaking of the community, tell me how the community can help. I mean, there are various ways that they can help out with this dinner.
Well, the dinner will be Saturday, February 22nd. We are still accepting sponsorships.
Well, thanks again, Tim, for joining me.
Thank you.
Tim Johnson is Executive Director of Family Connection Communities and Schools.